Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Let's get right to it. Today's topic, when you see the GOP presidential candidates for 2016, then you'll understand the trouble the GOP finds itself in today. Rand Paul is the top pick for the Republicans vying for the GOP presidential nomination in 2016. Knowing the Republican presidential candidates vying for the 2016 Republican nomination should tell you all you need to know about the pitiful state the GOP finds itself in today. Paul Ryan, Mr. Gut Medicare and Turn It Into a Voucher Free-for-All. Last man standing wins. Or his budget, which makes even further cuts into social programs than the sequester is doing right now. How about Rand Paul? Just get rid of everything and put it all into private hands. Society can be run by individuals, owned individually. Any pooling of resources, in other words, government, is just a pure waste of time and only impinges on the individual. Enough said. How about Ted Cruz? Mr. I'm just crazy and I'm a total teabagger. Social Security and Medicare will simply wither away under my watch and virtually everything else as well. Okay, next is Marco Rubio. Mr. First I was for immigration, then I was against it, then I was for it, then, well, this path to citizenship should be stretched to, maybe not just 13 years. Let's just tag on another 20 and make it 33 years. As is currently contemplated, the legislation before us. Nevertheless, never mind that by fucking up on immigration, Mr. Rubio is consigning the GOP to virtually permanent minority status on the national platform, or worse, virtual extinction. 66% of Latino voters are now currently identified the GOP as hostile to Latinos. Go figure. But hell, I'm so damn good looking, I'll just run on my looks and keep on saying stuff like the earth is still flat. Next, Mr. Scott Walker, Governor of Wisconsin. Mr. I'll break the unions, i.e. no collective bargaining rights for state workers, police and firefighters, health care workers, and I'll continue to pass legislation at 3 a.m. in the morning in the Wisconsin State House, such as mandatory sonograms for any pregnant woman even thinking of having an abortion. Let's just throw in Alan West, the nutbag job in Florida, who just lost his seat in Congress this past November. We can go back to the good old days of Joseph McCarthy's political witch hunts. This time, however, we can identify Al-Qaeda sympathizers in high places and in all areas of government. I'm just the kind of dickwad to root out the terrorists in the Obama Al-Qaeda administration. We definitely need laws outlawing Sharia law and maximally enforced, and I'll be the anti-Sharia czar. Well, I guess I'll also have to include Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, Mr. Let's Force Detroit into Bankruptcy, and then strip the pensions of municipal workers who have already been fully invested. Ricks also, Mr. Let's take over city governments in Michigan in general, places like Flint, and strip them of their legally elected representatives and put in place a state trustee instead. So much for democracy on the local level. And last but not least, from my home state of Ohio, yes, and a fellow alumni of Mother Miami, Miami University, Oxford, Ohio, yours truly, the Knight Rider, graduate of 1973, and governor, current governor, Republican governor of Ohio, John Kasich, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, graduate of Mother Miami in 1977, Mr. Let's attach an extremely restrictive abortion bill within the overall state budget and then vote on that omnibus bill on a Sunday afternoon and then sneak out of the state capitol through the back door to an unmarked car. How do you like them apples? If you doubt my slant on the GOP as a national party in dire straits, please read this week's column, actually the August 24th, 2013 column on the GOP by Joan Walsh in Salon.com, www.salon.com. Her article entitled The Vanishing GOP Voter, I think, shall more than prove my point here in this afternoon's broadcast. Your assignment is to read Ms. Walsh's column and take it to heart. 2014, it'll come fast, and we need to retake the House of Representatives for God's sake. Well, that just about wraps it up for another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Keep well, keep it lit, and thanks for listening. And now, we're signing off.